helping realtors on Vancouver Island stay connected, current, and on the cutting edge. This is the Vancouver Island Real Estate Show. Here's your host, Braden Wheatcroft.
All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Braden Wheatcroft. I'm the host of the Vancouver Island Real Estate Show. And today I am very excited to be here with a good friend of mine, a colleague from RE/MAX Camosun, Jane Johnson. If you don't know Jane, you really need to get to know her. I'm excited to introduce you to her today. She, before she got into real estate in 2006, she came from 15 years in the teaching profession at all various levels. She also worked for National Geographic, which I just found out. And that's kind of neat. I'm curious to hear a little bit more about that. And really, you know, whether Jane's been a realtor or working for National Geographic or teaching, she really does have a teaching training approach to the way that she works. And you know, in fact, her Instagram handle is The Realty Teacher. So for those of you who've had the pleasure to meet Jane, you know that she has a zest for knowledge and sharing it with people and helping people grow. In fact, she's got a very special announcement she's going to share with us today about how she's taking her coaching that she's offering to realtors to a new level. So with all that being said, please join me in welcoming Jane Johnson to the Vancouver Island Real Estate Show. Jane, how are you?
Hello. I'm well. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. You are such a teacher.
It's such a good thing.
No, I love every time we chat because you've got such a curious mind and you always love sharing things with other people. And today we're pumped. I forgot to say in the intro that what we're here to talk about is communication. And you've introduced a concept of I think it's called the bank profiling system.
It's a personality profiling system. Yeah.
Personality profiling system. And I've done some research on it and it's pretty amazing. I mean, there's a lot of different assessment tools out there, whether it's Myers-Briggs or DISC. And this seems to have some footing in a lot of those similar ones, but it really cuts down to the core of what they call biology. And that's not biology with a B-I-O, that's biology with a B-U-Y, because it gets to the core of people's buying behaviors. But before we launch into that, I'm just curious, you've had a lot of experience with coaching, but you've recently formalized a new arrangement. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
So I was just asked to be a coach with Jared James today. So he was at the event last week in Vancouver, the spring kickoff for RE/MAX.
That was the RE/MAX Advance.
Yes. And so there was a call out for coaches. I guess 40 people applied and they took two and I'm one of them. So I'm going to be their first Canadian coach, which means there's a little bit of stuff we have to figure out, but yeah, really excited to learn. I think he's totally cutting edge.
Oh, that is fantastic. Very exciting. I'm curious, how long have you been thinking about, you know, being a real estate coach for realtors?
Well, I was a certified mentor with Suze Cummings, and actually Jade Hernandez went through the program with me for a year, and that ended almost 2 years ago now. And so I've been doing my own stuff, mostly learning. As you said, I have a curious mind. So I've been spending the past year just absorbing a lot of information and going to as much professional development as I can to really hone up on my own skills.
Yeah. And I know one of the organizations you spend a lot of time working with is the eWomen Network. And I have to say, I mean, not having heard about it prior to meeting you, now that I'm a little more attuned to it, it's quite remarkable all the training and development you do for your members. You've done some coaching for that. You've been involved in the leadership in various capacities. I believe executive director. Is that essentially you're the head honcho?
Yep. So there are 118 chapters across North America, and I was the executive managing director here for the past 5 years. I just finished that position last November. And one of the things that we did in that group was a mastermind once a month. So we met with small business owners to talk about what their big challenge is. And then often we would have breakthroughs. We followed a mastermind format to generate feedback for them. And then they would go away and work on it and often come back and talk about how powerful that was. So, yeah.
Now, you shared something really interesting with me before we went live. You talked about you actually worked with different small business owners and entrepreneurs as a coach within the eWomen Network. organization. And you said that entrepreneurism is a lonely business or a lonely endeavor. And I'm sure there's a lot of similarities between having a real estate business and being an entrepreneur in other fields. I mean, what could you tell us about the similarities? Is it just small business to small business, or are there some different nuances between what you've noticed working with other businesses and working with realtors?
Well, we all go through a process from starting your own business, figuring out where our objectives are and moving towards them. And often there are little humps along the way. So one of those might be that you want to leverage yourself and you have trouble giving up control. That's very common. The other is you don't know how to market. The other is maybe you're doing your own bookkeeping. And so as you go through the process, what you have to learn is to do only what only you can do and give the other stuff away. So getting people to realize that is hard. And often it's the stumbling block between them going from here to here. So, and when I moved here to Remax, that was a big difference for me. That's one thing I did.
Absolutely. I often liken it to there's a difference between owning a job and owning a business. When we're small business owners, we want to convince ourselves that we own this business. You know, we've got systems and processes, but ultimately, if you're the only person behind the machine, the business isn't really that sustainable without you. One of the similarities I'm sure that exists with all the different entrepreneurs you've helped is communication and how important it is when we're talking with our clients. And, you know, I think that's the core of what we're here to talk about today is how you talk to your clients. Tell us about the bank system. What is that all about?
Well, people can go to bankcode.com if they want more information, but essentially what it is, and I learned about it when I went to one of the conferences that I was talking about 3 years ago. And the premise is that 87% of sales professionals don't feel prepared for sales calls, and 66% of customers are turned off by sales presentations. And the reason for that is that most people are presenting in a way that's very comfortable for themselves, not their clients. So what the bank sales training does is it helps you beat the odds of those 87% and master the science of communication and negotiation and help you close more sales. And really, it gets you from working hard to working effectively. And for me, when I started, my sales increased in 1 year by 68%. Wow. And what happened was I just realized that I didn't have to present in a way that was helpful to me. It's like if I was meeting an Italian person, I could speak Italian. If I was meeting a French person, I could speak French. And so it maximizes the appeal of your core message and helps you communicate more clearly and effectively in any situation. And I have to tell you, even with your spouse. So,
yeah, that's we'll have to dig into that into another episode. That makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, it's really more of an empathetic way of approaching your business, isn't it? You're trying to think about the person you're talking to and how they like to communicate rather than just your comfort zone and whatnot. Now, I mean, how much of that do you feel is do you feel like it's a sales tactic or gimmick to really be changing your message for different people? Or is it really the same core values? You're just able to articulate it in different ways.
Well, I think it's like when you have multiple children or you're a classroom teacher, you realize that everybody learns differently. And so you really want to, like for the person who's science oriented, you really want to ensure that you are speaking in a way that interests them. For the nurturing person, maybe you want to speak in a way that interests them. They may be interested more in how you're going to support them through the process. And a blueprint person may be interested in what the steps of the process are. So you're not gimmicky. You're more dealing with what their needs are. So you're meeting their needs. So especially with couples, this is important. So if two people have different codes, and it's not like you have one primary code, but you're going to be speaking to maybe the wife differently than you will to the husband based on what their needs are. And that was really handy for me when I had a client they were opposite codes, and they wanted to write an offer. And just knowing what they were interested in and what type of information, I just separated how they were researching the process when we went to write the offer, and they were both really, really comfortable.
Wow, that's very insightful. So you had the same client, a husband and wife, and two very different communication styles. You essentially had almost too many presentations within one to get them to where they both wanted to be.
Yeah, and it wasn't a presentation. It was, so we wanted to write an offer, and he is high knowledge. So he wanted the aerial view of the property. He wanted to know the topography of the lot. So I gave him that information. And she was high blueprint. So she wanted to read through the offer from beginning to end. And she was also high nurturing. So she wanted to know about the neighborhood and the community. So I basically just divided the information up and gave them each what they wanted to hear. And then they satisfied themselves. So it's all about the buyer or seller being satisfied. It can backfire too, by the way.
I want to come back to the backfire story, but just to make sure I have it clear. So there's four different profiles that we work with: knowledge, nurturing, blueprint. The fourth one I'm missing. What is that?
Action. That would action. Be you.
That would be me. Lights, camera, action. So could you walk us through just a bit of a cheat sheet for each of those? Like, you did a great job giving a real estate example, but I know there's cards that are provided when you're getting trained in this system. So if you don't have them, that's fine. But
I do.
Oh, you do. You do. Okay, perfect.
They're on the left. Sorry.
This is perfect.
Wow, I've got my nurturer blueprint helping me out here.
That's awesome. So why don't we walk through just each of those and what you can tell us about each of the profiles?
Okay. So here are the four cards. The first one's blueprint. So when they have values on them. So the second one is action. The third one is nurturing. And the fourth one is knowledge. And nobody is one of these cards. You're a combination of them. So there's a really quick evaluation that you can do on the Bank Code website and figure out your own code. We also have a book called Why They Buy, which explains it all in detail. But so with a blueprint, generally they tend to be people who are in the military, who like to follow systems. They like everyone to be up on time. When you show up to a meeting late with a blueprint, you have lost some major points. So even if they trust you, once you've met with them, if you're late, they're thinking you're disrespecting them. So they want to follow all the systems. They like rules. They do not like risk. So, for instance, I had a buyer the other day who we had the opportunity to reduce the purchase price on the home they were buying by $5,000. And the mortgage broker said that was a risky move. And she's like, so she gave up.
That's all it took.
She gave up $5,000. So they are also very interested in what your credentials are. So if you have a master's degree or whatever, the action person, they like flexibility and responsibility and spontaneity. They will make a bet and be very risky. So they'll be the type of seller who will say, let's list low so that we can get multiple offers. They're all about risk and they like to be stimulated. They love competition. So a lot of realtors are high A, and they may be a combination of action and nurturing. So nurturing people are all about community. They like personal growth, teamwork. So they want to work with you on the project. They're all about harmony. They don't like conflict. So if you were a high action person and you said, well, we're going to stick it to those guys, you would turn a nurturing person off right away. And when they walk into home, they're like, this feels good. And then the final person is knowledge. So they're like Spock. They like the universal truths. They like to be right. So you let the knowledge person say what they have to say. They may not be right. You may have to gently correct them, but they have a lot of ego around being right. and they're all about competence and accuracy. They hate it when you get facts wrong. So some people get these people mixed up. So the knowledge person is the person who likes the map, and the blueprint person likes the steps, the direction.
And if you could, break the population up into, what represents or what base represents each category, I can't imagine it's an even 25 across the board. Are there typically more action people? Are there more knowledge? Or, what's your experience in training tell you?
It's actually cultural too. So we tend to have more nurturers on the West Coast, and maybe in Toronto, they would have more action people. You understand?
Yeah.
So when you're doing business from Toronto, these people like you to speak fast. So you have to really, get across the point. Whereas these people, let's have a cup of tea and take our time. So I would say
there probably isn't a card for Newfoundland, I would imagine.
Well, we're probably maybe 40% are in these codes. Yeah, okay. As a first, so you're a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. So I'm an action knowledge nurturer blueprint. Mm-hmm. And my action one under stress and decision making, that comes out first.
Fantastic. So you've spent a lot of time researching this topic. You've taken training, you've read the book, you got the playing cards in your office. I mean, you're a full-blown bank nerd at this point. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very knowledge thing to do. Is that right?
Yeah.
So how do you take this and actually apply it in your business? Because, I've taken Myers-Briggs, I've done DISC assessments with Richard Robbins organization, as I coach with. We have a program where we talk about colors, and it's very similar in the sense of communication style and whatnot. But I've always found it challenging to take the knowledge and then actually apply it to your conversation. So how have you been able to integrate what you've learned into your real estate business?
Well, one thing you can do is bring the cards with you. You do need training. So I provide training. It's called Bank Fundamentals. So we'll be having a training coming up in a couple of weeks. But the you hand these to your clients and you say, can you take a moment, look at these cards? It'll help me work with you more effectively and faster. And people who are people always want to know all about themselves. And so they'll ask, what is this? What is this? And so, what's interesting was with the couples, with getting the different results. High case can often mask themselves as others because they're analyzing it too much, and they'll often have trouble doing it. Or you can send them the to the bankcode.com website. If you become an affiliate, you can use this. What's different between this and other systems is it's the same but different in that you get the results within 90 seconds, however long it takes them to do the self-assessment. And how I use it is, and how anybody can use it, is you then realize that you have to incorporate how you're going. You're probably doing it anyway, but you're incorporating speaking. Like with my two children, I speak to my son differently than I do with my daughter, right? Because I know it impacts them differently. And so it just makes you more effective. I find it often people feel awkward giving the cards out. That's probably the biggest.
I know I would, but I'd be open to trying it.
Yeah, but you know what? I brought them to the office one day and I said, hey, you want to try this? This is a personality profiling. Have you ever done Myers-Briggs or DISC? It's the same but different. Why don't try it and see what you find out? And then I hand them the cards. Then they hand it back and I go, okay, tell me if this, and I repeat the order back to them and say, is this your bank profile? Is this correct or incorrect? And they're like, it's scary. So you can also we offer a course called speed coding. Mm-hmm. So you can learn how to code people just based on what they say. So if you go to a a house with somebody and they're interested in knowing, okay, well, you know, we want to write an offer. What are the next steps? You know, tell me how this is the process works. You know, their high blueprint. If somebody comes in and says, you know, what's this neighborhood like? What's everybody interested in? What kind of cars are they looking around and seeing how well everything is taken care of? Their high action. The nurturing people will ask questions or just respond and they emote. Mm-hmm. And so you just realize then, and as I said, probably we're doing it naturally, but this formalizes it, that you have to meet their needs. The high knowledge person will want to see the feature sheet and all the facts.
Right. Okay. So what I'm gathering is there's three different ways you've just laid out there. One, you could give someone the cards, which is, it's kind of a fun, playful thing. It would be a really good icebreaker. And boy, oh boy, would it set you apart if in your buyer or seller presentation, the first thing you do is say, okay, hold on, before I go through any of this with you, I need you guys to tell me who you are. And you hand them the set of cards. I think that would be a really neat way to break the ice with some people. So that's one way. Then you talked about there's a quiz that they can take online.
Bankcode.com.
Bankcode.com. And then how long does that take? Is it a couple hours, a couple minutes?
3 minutes max.
3 minutes. Okay. And then there's also a training on what you call, was it speed coding? And that's, you're trained as the realtor to identify based on people's, what they say, their behavior, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then what you're doing is you're analyzing them. Like I do it all the time without even thinking about it.
For sure. Now you mentioned earlier, there was a time where this has blown up on you, where you blew the bank. Do you want to share that story with us?
I didn't take it to the bank.
You didn't take it to the bank.
So, you know, you have to understand that we're all human, right? Mm-hmm. And so I had a client who was high knowledge, and I realized, I asked a lot of questions, and my predominant code, which is high action knowledge, came out, and I maybe was a little forceful in the way that I was presenting, and I have to really watch that. And I think they just were turned off. Yes. So, I mean, my code changes from action knowledge nurturing to action nurturing knowledge. So generally I'm really caring. And they found, they didn't say this. I just reflected based on it. But they preferred me to be more cold and analytical than to be nurturing. That's to say, I think that's in that case. So you, the other thing is when listing is realizing that if you have somebody who's a high blueprint and you suggest listing lower, that you'll turn them right off, right? If you want to go into multiple offers. So that's happened to me as well. And now I'm like, oh my God. Mm. Okay. I realize now. And probably, I think the best thing about this, and I think the best thing about anybody in terms of professional development, is a reflection piece and knowing where did you as a person screw up. And this has really been helpful.
Yep, absolutely. So. One of my mentors, actually, believe it or not, before real estate in retail sales, used to say that a good salesperson has mastered their process and a great salesperson's mastered their clients. And I think that's really cuts to the core, which is, you know, if we're really good at being one dimensional in our bank profile, then there's a 1 in 4 chance that we're going to knock it out of the park, but we might strike out the other 3 times. Whereas this gives you that flexibility to, maybe you won't absolutely hit it out of the park when you're talking with someone whose action and your knowledge, and maybe that doesn't jive well, but you might get a single or a double with them, maybe another appointment, who knows? So I think that's really cool.
Tony Robbins says, let your prospect determine your presentation.
There you go. Simple. Well, it's very simple. Very simple. So we do actually have a question here, Jane, if I could put it to you here. Desma Hall asked us, she says, I find Jane's videos always provide value to clients and new realtors. She wants to know, how does Jane stay motivated? I always feel a lot of energy around Jane. And that's I have to echo that sentiment, Jane. You've always got a lot of energy. So how do you stay motivated? What's your secret?
I think you just keep learning. And again, the reflection piece is really important. Thank you very much for saying that, Des. I appreciate that. I think at the end of the day, you know, if you keep practicing real estate or any business the same way, the same time, you know, for 10 years, you're going to have the same business. But the thing is your business evolves and technology evolves and, you know, my kids are evolving. And I just allowed myself to take the lid off. And as I said, I spent the last year learning. I get motivated by being around people and just sharing ideas, which is part of the reason why I want to become more of a coach, because I want to learn from them all the best practices, and I want it to be a two-way process. So it's all about self-improvement, I guess. Plus I exercise every morning.
That helps too. I know we're all waiting. Like, does she drink? What is it? Red or white wine? You know, what? How many cups of coffee?
Bubbles. No,
what's that?
Bubbles. I drink bubbles.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, that's fantastic. Now, you do have a couple opportunities for people to learn more about this with you specifically if they're interested. So if you're watching this and there's someone who's interested in, you know, sinking their teeth into the bank system, how can they work with Jane in doing that?
Okay. So I have on my website, you can go to work with us. And there's a BHG, which is Berry Hill Group sales coaching page. So you can go on there and you can watch the videos. There's one tip for leveraging yourself. And then we'll put on a link for professional development that's coming in. That's for bank fundamentals. So that's learning how to use bank in your business. And then we also have a Facebook page called Facebook group called Maximize Your Business. And in there, actually, right now I've been going through all the codes and giving people examples just once a week, just to kind of tempt them. We haven't really started that off yet. And we'll be getting into videos and doing that. So
that's awesome. Well, I really appreciate it, Jane. I'm going to, if my schedule aligns with when you're doing the bank training, I'm going to get my butt there because I'm really interested to learn more. So thank you for your time today. And I'll look forward to chatting with you soon.
Okay. Thanks so much for the opportunity. We all love you, of course, at RE/MAX.
Thanks, Jane.
We're lucky to have you.
Likewise. Bye.
Bye.